This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
So let me get to this point, and then I want you to get back to your fan thing, okay? Sounds bad. The question you had for the fans about seeing people as humans, players as humans. I want to address this. I've been kind of working on other things here over the last 3 days, and I knew I was eventually going to do it, because I looked down on the sidelines of the game on Sunday, and I looked and I saw Mike Vrabel. I went, it's interesting. He's not supposed to be on the sidelines during game day. At least he's allowed to be anywhere. It wasn't like he's barred from the sidelines, but they always said he wouldn't have a game day role.
Yeah, we had asked around before the season started, and we were told basically, yeah, he'll be around sometimes. You know, he's consulting. They were in meetings in training camp. But once the season started, we didn't think we were going to be seeing much of Mike Vrabel at all.
Yeah.
Based on what we were told.
Now, I've seen him in the building, but, you know, that's a weekday thing. That's weekday. So I saw him on the sidelines on Sunday, and I went, this is certainly going to be a point of discussion, and then everything else happened during the day, and it's kind of taken a back seat. I thought Dustin Hopkins would be a point of discussion, and here mum's been the word for the last 3.5 days. A lot of folks now, because I think that the countdown is on for a lot of fans. You've watched this so many times. He's given up play calling, and you go, okay, October 23rd was the day, and we're just over a month away from December in Berea. To the point there, where some folks are looking forward to maybe after the Chargers game, holding their breath and seeing what actually happens after that. So it happens quickly for some folks. And their immediate name that they bring up is Mike Vrabel. Great coach. I know, I famously showed my ass one time when it came to that. Great football coach, great head coach, good leader, everything you'd want. Where's he from? Where's Mike Vrabel from, Anthony?
Yeah, right here in Northeast Ohio.
Did he grow up a Browns fan?
Yep.
Believe he did. Browns fans don't like what they're seeing right now. You think Mike Vrabel likes what he's seeing? So why would he sign up for it if he were given total power? Is he going to be given total power? Are they going to be willing to give him total power? I'm not going to deny it. He would maybe be interested in this, even though that you are starting with a quarterback that, I don't know, Mary Kay said they might feel that something's left in the tank. I don't know. Do you feel that there's anything left in that tank? I think it's bone dry when it comes to Deshaun Watson. Okay, so you're probably going to have a rookie quarterback next year. You are probably going to have a huge cap hit based on that, on the quarterback that you used to have. You might have to leave him on the roster just because of that cap hit there. I don't know but what's really the point if you don't intend to play him? And you want to hold on to that? I don't know if you could free up a roster spot just for somebody who's going to be able to play in another position for you. Or you can hold on to him and put him on the sidelines, which, I don't know, maybe that becomes a distraction for your rookie quarterback. Who the hell knows? It's October of 2024, for crying out loud. But I'm pointing out that Mike Vrabel, will he not have other situations that play themselves out for him? Will New England be a destination for him?
I think he will be.
Going to be one and done for Gerard Mayo? Yeah, more than likely, no. But could New England be a destination for him? There's several other places that might have a better
Mike
spot
Vrabel
for him.
Mike Vrabel is going to be as sought after as anybody in this next hiring cycle. I mean, that is that's an absolute fact. I did wonder, do you think there's a chance Stefanski is having so many issues? You've seen two things here. Did he ask Mike Vrabel? Did he say, I need your help on the sidelines? And then a few days later, I'm giving up play calling. Like, is it?
Maybe Mike went to him and said, you got too much on your plate,
well,
buddy.
Just to get rid of the conspiracy. Maybe. Just because I offered up a conspiracy, which was, oh, was this taken away from him? Maybe the flip side of that is, maybe Kevin Stefanski, who we do know him to be, every time we've ever talked with Kevin Stefanski, whether it was on the grid or off the grid, he never struck me as somebody with an immense amount of ego. We know there's a certain amount of ego you need to be a head coach in the NFL. But compared to some of the other coaches we've come across, let's just say it, Hugh Jackson, like nowhere
Lima
close.
Said it, not me, for the record. 9:05:51
seconds. Is there a chance that Kevin Stefanski, he's not thinking about the future. He's not thinking about, you know, whether I'm going to be coaching this team 5 years from now. Is there a chance he's just like, Mike, I could use you on the sidelines. I could use your help here. We need to get some things straightened out.
You know high school guys, you know college guys. When things start to get a little bit wobbly, they bring in people they know. They bring in old familiar faces that they know. You know what? Even when things aren't going that bad, they bring in guys. Like, things are going pretty well for LaFleur and the Green Bay Packers. He brought back Robert Saleh for a quote-unquote fluid role with the Green Bay Packers because he can't actually have a full role because he might cost him money that's owed on the Jets contract. So, yeah, even if things are going well, they bring in people they know. Yes.
You bring in people that you trust that aren't going to BS you, right? That are going to tell you the truth whether
trust
you need
matters.
To hear it or not.
Trust
right?
matters. But, like, I'm not going to make that argument, and I won't make that argument. If worse comes to worse and they were to let go of Kevin Stefanski, if you think I'm going to sit here and argue against Mike Vrabel, no. I will go and I will pull him on a rickshaw from his home, wherever it is, and take him to Berea myself. I'm fine with that, but I'm thinking, man, you might have a bigger uphill battle than you think. Mike Vrabel's been all over the country. He is a longtime veteran NFL player. He knows what it's like. He's seen what it's like to have that pressure, to have that power. He's seen what it's like to have that power taken away from him, to see what it's like to have a situation crumble from beneath you and be blamed for it. He's going to go to the best situation possible that he can win with. If you do not offer him the best situation possible, no matter the money, because other teams have money, no matter the power, other teams will give him power.
Yes,
they
will
get him. You are not going to get him. I don't care if he's from here. I don't care if he was born right there at 76 Lou Groza Boulevard. He is going to make the best decision for himself. And as of right now, I wouldn't put you as the very best place for him. Of possible openings
not
that I can think
Kenny?
Of off the top of my head.
Not to mention,
like, if the Cowboys come calling, you got the Jerry Jones factor.
That's
but
a great
Jerry
point.
Jones has handed over power before. He handed it all over to Bill Parcells once, and they were a successful franchise.
And there might be a team that might be willing to offer him a lot of money come December 1st.
Oh, geez.
Write down 71. What's November 30th?
Well.
Michigan and Ohio State on November 30th.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Be a job opening on December 1st.
Where do your loyalties lie? Well, I want to know
now?
From you. Yeah, because you know where I want them. You know exactly where I want them.
You'd like him to be the next head coach of Michigan.
There are guys who are well-regarded coaches in both of these places that we're talking about right now. We're talking about putting carts before horses here. You better think about who butters your bread, Anthony Lima.
Just circle that day, December 1.
Ohio State can find other great coaches.
Stop it. December 1, 2024.
What are they going to do? They're going to lose to Michigan?
Might be a press conference schedule.
They could run backwards and beat Michigan this year. Did you see Michigan against Illinois?
But can they beat Penn State?
Okay, that's good.
Can you imagine if Drew Aller beats Ohio State? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Can you imagine if Drew Aller beats Ohio State? I won't celebrate it. Everybody thinks I will, but I won't. Even though I'm a big fan of Drew Aller, he's a fine young man and a good quarterback. Frank and Gatesman, I want to get back to this point that you were
making.
Frank, congratulations on all your success. Yes. You're next up on the fan. Go.
Hey, good morning. I'm trying to get back to the conversation about whether the players are humans or not. That's what I was waiting for.
Frank, you went off once and for all, Frank, once and for all, settle this. Are players humans?
Well, yeah, so I'm an older guy. I've been going to games for 40-plus years, and I've never seen a crowd boo a player that got injured. I was at the game on Sunday. I heard some initial boos. I think it was more excitement that we were going to see a new quarterback than really boos. I think what happened on Sunday was sort of a perfect storm of all Browns fans really disappointed with the way the season's gone. You have to remember that probably half the fans never wanted Deshaun Watson in the first place on this team. And he's not really opened up in a way that has allowed fans to connect with them. I mean, think about Joe Flacco. He had one interview with you guys or with the media, and everyone loved him because he said we. He sounded passionate about the fans and the game, and Deshaun Watson has never done that in the 4 years, how many years he's been here. And
he did say but he was referring to his legal team.
He did, but he doesn't even say it in a way that you actually – he almost sounds like a robot when he's responding to questions. And for those reasons, again, I don't think people were booing because he got hurt. They were booing or making noise because of the excitement that we're finally going to see a different quarterback playing, which is something everyone wanted to see for the past 4 weeks. So I don't know. I think they're humans. I'll never think otherwise. Just wanted to make that comment.
Frank, thank you for the call. I didn't hear the rest of it after Lima's comment. Go ahead. 216-474-0092.
So, humans or not humans? Let's go to Jim in Strongsville.
Jim in Strongsville, hello.
I'm not sure. I think you two are human.
Fair.
You've seen me in person. We've met each other in person.
Listen, I think Mary Kay, and I love Mary Kay, but I think she's too close to this whole thing. She comes on there and they're like, well, they're not going to listen to... Listen, don't tell me what I'm seeing is... not what I'm seeing. I feel like there's this big mirage out there. And listen, these guys have been here 5 years now. This idea that they're both safe. No, after 5 years to be where we're at right now, somebody's getting fired. I don't care what line of work you're in. Somebody's getting fired. We know that the NFL is all about parity, guys. You know what makes the best? There's three different kinds of teams in the league. At the top, you've got the best teams. You know what those teams do? When the breaks don't go their way, they overcome them, and that's why they're constantly in the playoffs. In the middle, you got a bunch of teams that if they get a season where the breaks go their way, they get into the playoffs. If the breaks go the other way, they don't. And then at the bottom, you got the teams that can't even win when every break goes their way. The Browns have been the team in the middle. They have not been a team that's overcome anything. Look at last year. Look at the years when they've won and made it to the playoffs. The breaks have all gone their way, and they've taken advantage of them. And you're not a consistent winner when that's happening. And that's why when I look at this team and I look after 5 years of these guys, and I'm like, where exactly are we? Where are we in comparison to where we were? Are we better? Sure, we're better. But don't tell me that, well, Deshaun Watson, maybe there's something left in the tank. What? How many times are we going to say that maybe it was this reason Deshaun can
I don't
done?
Think that it is, reason. But are we sure that that's Mary Kay's personal opinion, or is she just being pragmatic about it? Because who knows? I mean, it is a hell of a lot of money to have left on his contract. Somebody might try to talk. I would not condone it, but would somebody try to talk themselves into such an idea, Jim? I mean, it's a professional football team. Well, you know that.
At the same time, Ken, listen, I wish you would have asked this question because I was dying for it.
Well, I'm sorry, Jim. I can't cover all the bases. What?
What about Dee Podesta at the end of the year? He doesn't have a contract right now. As far as I'm concerned, he's probably gone.
I don't know. Why don't you tell me who Kaiser Soze is at this point? Because you have just as good a chance. I don't know what the guy does. I don't know. Jim, we've discussed it. I'm not mad at you. I'm getting loud and angry. I'm not mad at you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm just saying that was a question I would have wanted to hear. But my point is to this whole thing is like, look, I mean, I just look at where we're at. I mean, how can somebody not lose their job? I don't care what you do. Look at your radio. If somebody had a record of this after 5 years, wouldn't you be like, no, I really like the guy. I get that.
I don't know. We're a pretty patient group around here.
Well, you got that afternoon show going on.
So I doggone it. I knew he'd do it. Get him. I knew he'd do it. I didn't set him up like that, Nick. I'm sorry. We love you. Anything other than talking about the other guy. Not Baskin and Phelps. I'm talking about...
Jonathan
Peterlin?
No, not Jonathan. Jeez. Not Jonathan. Wow. I'm talking about Pauly Podesta.
Danny Cunningham?
I'm talking about Pauly Podesta.
Jason Stanford?
I'm talking about Pauly Podesta. You got another one in there?
Who else has been there? I don't...
Touch.
Ilkin and Barrasso?
You guys are going straight to hell. Mitch, please, coming up at 9:45. Do you see him as humans? 216-474.
Yeah, we're going straight to hell. Let it go.
That was Lima's question.
That was a good question.
Do you see him as humans?
That was a good question, Lima.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll off of?
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.